You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time to think about shovels. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
Senator Chuck Schumer. I had the pleasure of working with him in New York. I know what these guys are like. All of them, pretty much. You know, if you're paying attention to what's going on, you know, the United States military has blown some boats out of the water recently because they were carrying drugs bound for the United States. So they're taking on the cartels, which they said they would. They've been designated terrorist organizations. So the president's within his rights because Congress gave him the right to decide who was not a terrorist organization. That aside, Schumer has been extremely critical of our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and because he hasn't released the video publicly, and I don't know if you need to do that. That's not the point. He's very against this drug law. They criticized it because the boat had coke. One boat had cocaine, not fentanyl. Whatever. They're cartels. It's not even what they're carrying. These are murdering organizations that are in our country. They do a lot of business here. And you know who authored this law in 1986?
Who?
Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer is the original author of the Maritime Drug Law Enforcement Act of 1986, passed almost unanimously, makes it legal for the United States government to take action, including sink vessels, suspected drug boats in international waters, et cetera, et cetera. He wrote it. This is as ridiculous as the crime bill with Biden. When he's, you know, if you didn't vote for me, you're not black. Who did he say that? Charlemagne the God? Who, right? Mm-hmm. It was on his show? Mm-hmm. And tell the people you're not black enough. You know, but yeah. Really? You wrote the crime bill. Like, you put more black men in jail with your stupid crack laws. It's like, just they're so hypocritical. Mm-hmm. And they think no one remembers, but, you know, we remember. Chuck, 1986 Maritime Drug Law Enforcement Act author.
My shovel goes, Ed, to your New York Knicks.
Listen, man.
I knew you were going
to
do it.
Let me explain something to you, bro. Here's the protocol. The protocol says you hang the banner for the NBA Cup. That's the protocol. You don't get to decide. You take we're going to take the money, but we're not going to hang the banner. The mm-hmm. NBA wants to make this a big deal. You don't get to change the rules. Kendrick Perkins said it best. Okay, the Los Angeles Lakers have a history of winning championships, and they won one recently, mm-hmm. within 5 years. The Milwaukee Bucks also won a cup, won an NBA title recently. As mm-hmm. Kendrick Perkins said, the New York Knicks haven't won a title since Moby Dick was a goldfish. But yet you decide you want to change. Yeah. Well, we're all about winning NBA titles. Really? When's the last time you won one?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you have the best commissioner in all of sports, and he wants to make this thing a thing.
Yeah.
So you play your butts off, and you do all these things. And say, nah, we're not. Listen, go along with the league, man. Promote the league. It's not about you.
I thought it was dumb.
This is not about you. This is about the league, and the league wants to make this a big thing. I hope Stern steps in. Stern. That's it, Stern.
Silver.
I hope Silver steps in and makes them do this.
Yeah.
You. It's not an option. How about don't participate and don't take the money then?
Yeah. I mean, that's a real thing. And you won. Be happy.
Hang the banner.
You hang it.
Just hang
it.
The banner.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was dumb. You were really dumb.
You're really poo-pooing this thing right now. We should be all in step. We want to. This might not be mean anything for this 40 or 50-year-old right now watching the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But for the 10-year-old, 10, 15 years from now, it's going to be a thing. Why? Because they grew up on it.
Yeah.
When you change rules, they ain't changing rules just for the people who watch now. You're setting the stage. Why did baseball do what they're doing right now? It ain't for you and me.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the younger kids.
Get them interested.
They're used to things moving quickly.
Yeah.
So you and I are fine. Hey, guess what? It ain't about us. It's about the younger kids who are used to things move, who have the attention span of a guppy. You got to move quick.
Yeah.
And this is bull crap, man. Hang the damn banner.
Yeah, I thought it was a bad. And there's the other issue, which I can't believe they don't realize. You probably didn't notice this, but I'm a native New Yorker. I'm very sensitive to the fact that people hate New Yorkers, you know, without even knowing them very often. They hate the Yankees. They hate everything about New York. It's the hub of the universe. I get it. It's a very special place in our country. I get the jealousy and the hatred and all that. Be more sensitive to that. By you not hanging the banner, you're giving people the ammo to take shots at you now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they don't. They're New Yorkers.
They're better than everybody.
Yeah, they're better than everybody else.
Above the rules.
That's where my shovel was going with this.
So you just said to all the people, it's being tone deaf.
Yes.
So you just told all the fans, hey, that NBA Cup, I don't know why you guys getting all excited about it. It ain't that important.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yep.
Rick in West Baltimore. What's up, Rick?
Hey, morning, Rob.
Morning.
My shovel go to the officials who decided to make 28th Street from 83 up to Charles Street a single lane street. Are they out of their mind?
Wow. I bet traffic's a beast, isn't it?
Oh, it's ridiculous, Rob. I don't know who decided they should do this, but it shows the intelligence sometimes of some people when they do these things.
Speaking of tone, absolutely.
Yeah, and Ed,
yeah.
I don't want you to feel slighted because I put Rob's name first on the plaque.
Not at all.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rick. Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. My shovel kind of old, but it's a shovel for Monday Night Football where the refs basically, it was the second quarter. The game was still in arm's reach for the Dolphins. Basically, they had 12 men on the field.
Mm-hmm.
The refs took 42 seconds to call his penalty. So the game's going on. They about to snap the next ball. Aaron Rodgers complaining. We got his hands up in the air. And then the refs throw a flag 42 seconds, almost a minute late. I've never seen this. It was not underneath like a 2-minute like review or anything. Like they just decided, oh, we forgot to throw that flag. Let's throw it right now. Completely threw the entire game out of whack. Y'all take it easy.
It's starting to look real bad, Eli.
Yeah.
Starting to look real bad. Let's go to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Y'all want me to give y'all a shovel? Or y'all just want me because I did have a little.
You can preach. Go ahead, spit. Go ahead, preach.
No, I just wanted to give a shovel. It's no offense to the Ravens, but I gotta give the Ravens a shovel, man. Hey, Ravens, man, I love what y'all do for the people, man. But like, come on, man, y'all gotta start inviting more Raven, like true Raven fans, giving them field passes and stuff. And also, shout out to Ocho, man. I love what he did for my guy Butter, man. That was Butter's first game, man. So if anything, man, the Ravens need to get my man Bud at the game Sunday night. Hello? Imagine Trippy and Bud on the sideline together. But hey, man, y'all have a great Friday Eve, man. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, man.
What? What do you think of that?
The third person. I just love his third person. Evan Lazar from Patriots.com will join us at 8:30, but on the other side, David Schoenfeld. It feels the Orioles may price themselves out of the Framber Valdez sweepstakes. Do you agree? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Edward, we got company, man.
We do.
We got D-Betty Dave in the building because it's Christmas, New Year's, all the holidays coming up. What's up, man?
All the drinks. Here we come, right?
Here we come. You see, you're getting ready already. I see your water there. You hydrating?
I am rehydrating, yes.
don't you hate his job? He's got to walk. He got to go around the radio stations talking about drinking and then go to bars and show them how to do it.
I know.
Trying to be festive this time of year. So many good mixologists out there making drinks with Deep Eddie. We got to go say hi to him.
Yeah.
So it's a full day job, and then you get out at night and say hi.
I hate it for you.
Oh, man. I need company. Join me.
You poor thing.
My friend, my friend Keith's favorite drink. You had one yesterday.
What's that?
Deep Eddie lemon with a little shot of club soda.
Really? Yes. Easy. Low calorie.
Yep.
You can do every single one of our flavors with club soda for low calorie easiness. Yeah. If you're over sugared this time of year. But if you are plowing into cookie dough, you may as well go full bore on the cocktail too.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. It's like, you know, they're getting like 2 quarter pounders and fries and have a Diet Coke.
That's
right.
Whatever. Yeah.
Now, you talked about all the mixologists. Where are some of your favorite mixologists?
Last night, I went to Cooper's North, and Cooper's in Solange downtown. There's a couple. Yeah. They are killing it with great holiday drinks. They're using Deep Eddie in a lot of them. Mm-hmm. If you're out this time of year, whether you're Catonsville, whether you're downtown Bel Air, I have spots all over town. Like, I told you about Cooper's and Solange. The Looney's Group, I had one of my favorite cocktails at the Looney's Group. It was an apple butter, and it was apple puree and butterscotch liqueur. And
what Looney's did you go to?
It was Lunacy on the Water.
On the Water. Who made it for you? Do you know the name?
No, it was a daytime bartender.
Was it Jess?
It might have been Jess, actually.
Jess is probably one of the best mixologists around, man. It's probably Jess.
She's great. They do great work for us. And they just for Christmas, they're all decorated up. You go into Lunacy, they have their Christmas trees all over the restaurant. Libs Grill, they have locations from Maple Lawn all the way up to Bel Air. They've got a mistletoe-tini with Deep Eddie Cranberry and elderflower liqueur and spice syrup.
Mistletoe-tini?
Yeah, mistletoe-tini. It is delicious. It's one of their top-selling cocktails. Shout out to Libs Grill for helping us out with that.
Libs Grill in Bel Air is the one I go to. Mm-hmm. Love that place, man.
And it's so overdone for Christmas. You can't not be festive when you walk in that place.
I can.
Have you seen it snow down at Solancha every night at 7 p.m.?
No.
Yeah, right next to That's Cooper's downtown Solancha. They've got a cranberry mule for us. Every night at 7 o'clock, it snows. Mm. Yeah, just foam falling down on you.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Mount Washington, cranberry orange Kringle. I know you guys hit Mount Washington all the time.
I've been going to the tavern for 25 years.
Yeah. They run out of whiskey because of you, I heard.
Have you had that drink? Have you had that drink?
No, I do.
What's it called again?
That one, let's see, where was I? Oh, the cranberry orange Kringle.
Yeah. I have not. But I keep it simple, like we talked about earlier. I just do like a little shot of club soda.
Yep. That's the easy one. Yeah. Our friends at State Fair over in Catonsville, anybody listening over in Catonsville, State Fair's got it going on too. Green Grinch cocktails. They use all the Deep Eddie flavors in their Grinch cocktails. So yeah, stop in on those guys if you're out on the west side. Yeah, everywhere.
They are everywhere.
All the way up there.
They're everywhere.
Bel Air down in Perry Hall. Libs Grill in Prairie Hall, I'm sure they got some good ones too there.
If you're down by College Park, Maple Lawn, Cornerstone in College Park, they use all our stuff if you're going to catch a basketball game.
Rashawn tried to get me to go to Lunacy for like forever, and I wouldn't go. And my son one day, he knew somebody that works there, asked to go for lunch. One of my favorite spots now.
Yeah, they do a boat parade in early December. That was fun. They got a lot of people for that.
Yeah. So gonna make it work for Christmas, huh?
Yeah, Merry Christmas for everybody. Use your Deep Eddie vodka. Great specials in town. If you're hosting, we're better priced than a lot of people.
Deep Eddie. Thanks a lot, Deep Eddie.
Thanks,
Dave.
Rob. Thanks, Ed.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now we promise. ESPN says they feel the Orioles have priced themselves out of the Framber Valdez. Do you think this is a current Oriole thing, or is ESPN thinking about the old regime of the Orioles, Ed, pricing themselves out of Framber Valdez?
I think they're about the old Orioles.
Yeah.
It's a new day. I mean, they just made it clear they're willing to spend money. This one you know about. You've heard about the offers that weren't accepted and the things that they did offer people that decided to stay with their own team or somebody want to go back to Arizona,
right.
Whatever it is. They just signed Rick Pitalonzo. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you talking about?
I don't know either. First of all, how do you price yourself out?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Did you set the market so high that other people are going to top you? If that's what they mean, okay, maybe. But I don't think so, man. I think this Oriole regime, if you decide to go, if they commit to signing you, the only way they don't is because you want to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be a financial thing. I think they know what's within their budget. They may not go after Kyle Tucker because they may feel Kyle Tucker is out of their budget in the first place.
Yeah.
I think they know who their budget is, and their budget is a lot more, a lot bigger than it was before.
But you can't make these assumptions. If the same ownership was in place, I would say, okay, even with that, you don't know. Just because they have it doesn't mean they won't. You know, things change. You know, when the brothers took over, things changed a little bit. Now you have different people altogether. Just different people completely. Why would you, put the past on them?
In the first place, if the ownership hadn't changed, you wouldn't have Pitalonzo.
Right.
You wouldn't even have Pitalonzo.
No.
You would have made the move 2 years ago for an ace pitcher, trading for him. Those are things you don't do. Because when they traded for an ace, they offered him a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Ace-like money.
Yeah.
He just decided he wanted to go to Arizona. So I think to act like Pitalonzo was the first big money move that they tried to make is senseless. They tried Corbin Burns. Then they tried Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah,
Kyle Schwarber went back to Philly.
Yes.
Or else he would be an Oriole right now if he didn't go back to Philly. Wasn't the money. So I'm with you, man. I think that's old regime talk I think we should all say maybe it's okay to say, I don't really know what this new Oriole regime is going to do. I don't. I think it remains to be seen exactly the depth to which they're willing to spend. I think we'll find that out. We don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
This is new to them. 410-583-1057. Coach Masai,
from St. Francis Academy. They won a national football championship. He would join us at 9, but on the other side, we're talking Patriots with Evan Lazar from Patriots.com on The Fan. Now, Ed Norris, bring the people in on this. What's going on in Detroit right now?
Apparently, the Detroit players have, everybody's got their celebrations for touchdowns and first downs. But the Lions have a creative one. Jameson Williams, caught a ball for a first down against the Rams. Mm-hmm. He gets up, and their new celebration is they make believe they're picking a booger out of their nose and mm-hmm. flicking it. Mm-hmm. So he does it, goes into his face mask, digs around, and then goes, bang. He just puts his finger out like he flicked a booger off his finger and signals the first down. The refs told him they're going to get a penalty if they pretend to pick their nose again and flick boogers. And Amon-Ra St. Brown is baffled. He's like, why is that bad? I don't know.
Boys, you know better. It's like, man, please.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with that?
I don't, actually. I mean, I have no problem with them doing it. I think it's kind of funny.
It is funny. It's just faking it. It's not real.
Yeah. I mean, they all did it. Amon-Ra did it. Jameson Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs all did the booger flicking celebration. And the refs told it to be a penalty if anybody did it again. And then he said on his podcast, NFL, why can't I dig my nose and flick it? What's bad about that? That's from Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, I got no problem with it.
It's kind of funny. Of all the problems you have, that's what you're focusing on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Some people are going to say, okay, let me play devil's advocate. What if I said it's giving a bad example for the kids?
Yes.
You would say?
I don't raise my kids with NFL players. That's what I raise them. It's like I've never quite understood that. Like, just
oh my god, you don't raise them with NFL players, huh?
No.
Oh man. I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm the same way. I don't have NFL players raise my kids. No. Let's talk to Evan Lazar from Patriots.com. What's up, Evan?
How we doing, guys?
Doing well, man. Listen, I'm going to start this off with a bomb for you. The Patriots are 11-3, but they played a weak schedule. Your response is?
It's hard to be 11-3 in the NFL, right? I mean, you win 10 games in a row. I don't think that you do that just by accident in this league. So I hear you on the schedule. It's been something that's been brought up a number of times around here, as you can imagine. And I think it's more just, we're all trying to see, is this team for real? What's going to happen come playoff time when they do play better teams? And the second half against Buffalo didn't go so hot, but they were right there with the Bills. So I don't think that we're calling them that F word yet. No frauds around here just yet, but I do understand that. That sentiment,
No, for the record, Evan, I agree with you. I was just stirring the pot.
Oh, good. Did you like my diplomatic answer?
I love it, though. I thought I was. I thought I was going to poke the bear a little bit, but you came at me really political.
How much of a surprise is this to people up there? That because I heard that they were going to be a much improved team coming into the season. They're going to be better. Okay, be better. I didn't expect this. I didn't expect them to, be unseating the division leaders, perennially, and none of it. I just didn't expect any of this. I didn't expect Drake May to play this well. I mean, is this a big surprise to people?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big surprise how quickly Rabel's been able to turn this thing around, and just the year two leap that Drake May has made is just unbelievable. I sometimes need to just kind of remind myself that this is only year one under Vrabel and just Drake May's second season in the NFL. And I know your guy Lamar won MVP his second season as well, but it's rare. It doesn't happen very often. And it's one of those things where, we thought coming in 7-8 wins would be a nice season, double what they did last year and a nice little turnaround and a shot in the arm. And now all of a sudden we're talking about playoff matchups and seeding and winning the division and all this crazy stuff.
And MVP talk.
And MVP. I mean, seriously, the MVP thing with Drake May is unbelievably bananas. Like, it's absolutely crazy that this guy, 23 years old, is a legitimate MVP candidate. Yeah. It's insane.
Evan Lazar, Patriots.com, joining us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You talked about the tremendous coaching job right now that Mike Vrabel is doing in his first year. Jared Mayo had 1 year. Team wasn't very successful. What's been the biggest difference between last year and this year's enormous success?
I would say from a coaching perspective, it's twofold. One, there's just a real clear direction, a concise message from Mike Vrabel of what exactly it is that he's looking for from all of his players. Not just on the field schematically, but also just in terms of identity and culture and all those different types of things. He's got all these little Vrabelisms, I call them, where it's, effort and finish and no naps and, all these little kind of cliche sort of things that he says that are just sort of messages to the group. And I think that this culture in the locker room now, winning 10 games in a row is going to help any culture, but they've had unbelievable culture this season that I really better than I've ever seen. And I covered the end of the Brady era too, so like this is different. The vibe, the energy in the locker room is definitely different. And then I think between Vrabel and Josh McDaniels coming back to run the offense, they just have a lot more experience and a lot more X's and O's chops on offense and defense with two guys that have been around it and know what they're doing.
You surprised the AFC is so wide open now? Because it's for years it's been the Chiefs, obviously, and then the Bills and the Ravens in the conversation. But it's been the Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. There's nobody in the AFC. I would assume you guys fear now because you look around. It's wide open. There's no reason the Patriots can't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that most people were feeling that way up until the second half of the Buffalo game. Right now, all of a sudden, the mood has changed a little bit, and maybe the expectations, we got a little bit ahead of ourselves, how early on we are in this process with Mike Vrabel. But at the same time, you're right. And you look at the Patriots right now, they're the two seed in the AFC. And if they hold on to that number two seed and maybe Denver gets upset, like the road could go through Foxborough, to the Super Bowl. And that's pretty incredible. And even if they have to go on the road, it won't be till the AFC Championship game against the Broncos. And at that point, you take your chances once you're in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. So, see what happens. But I still think Buffalo is probably the scariest team that's in the field for the Patriots, just because we know what that's like to have Josh Allen in the division and go toe-to-toe with him. It'll be the third time that they've played this year, after splitting the first two. So I kind of feel like we're still on a collision course for the Patriots and the Bills to play again at some point.
Yeah, Evan Lazar, Patriots.com. Evan, give us a winner and a score.
Well, honestly, this one's tough to pick for me because, that second half against Buffalo is really in a lot of people's heads right now. But I do think the Patriots bounce back in this game. I just think they're the healthier team. I think that's the biggest thing. If you guys had healthy Lamar Jackson, I think we'd all be, thinking about this game a little bit differently. But I think the Patriots bounce back, let's say 27-24, another close one. But they can keep the scoring in the 20s, New England, and stop Derrick Henry, which is easier said than done. I think they'll be all right.
Thanks a lot, Evan. Good luck after Sunday. Not Sunday, yes. Not good luck Sunday.
Appreciate your time.
Sounds good, guys.
Thank you.
You know what I hate about that interview?
He's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that would bother you.
I hate Boston, New England. He's a nice guy.
If we had more time, I was going to ask him just my throwaway question. I wonder how Tommy Cutlets is getting along up there. Yeah. You couldn't be more stereotypical New York. He's like out of a movie. Yeah. He's in Boston. How's that playing up there?
They ask us to do radio stations for opposing teams.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do Patriots. If you know, I didn't answer that text. I don't go on up there except for John Wallach. That's the only one I go on. Mm-hmm. I don't like Boston. I don't like New England. I don't like them. I don't know what I might say on air. I might unleash mm-hmm. one. Then ended up on social media or something. But that guy, Evan Lazar, Patriots.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Mm. College football court transcripts reveal more details on this Sharon Moore situation. We'll talk about that at 9:15. But who said this?
You think the refs be bullshit? sometimes.
Oh, 100%. I'm like, they had a... Yes, the refs are the worst. Because they're just, some of the rules aren't... And, like, they're, guys are lawyers and, like, they want to be on TV too, bro. Like, the game is... You don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was
no way.
That was a PI, like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, did they do that?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too, bro. Like, these guys,
I mean,
they like,
do a better job than them.
Do it, remind me, joke.
Ah, who said that? We'll tell you up next what's trending on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So Puka Nacua,
mm-hmm.
wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams. I think Jeremy's one of his favorite wide receivers. He put his foot in his mouth on a live stream saying this about the NFL refs.
You think the refs be bullshit sometimes?
Oh, 100%. I'm like, they had a... Yes, the refs are the worst. Because they're just, some of the rules aren't... And, like, they're, these guys are lawyers and, like, they want to be on TV too, bro. Like, the game is... You don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was...
No way.
Like, that wasn't PI, like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, did he do that, Matt?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too, bro. Like, these guys
I mean,
they
do a better job than them.
Do remind me, Joe.
I thought that was fantastic because, you know what? I feel the same way. They want to be part of the game. I think they make terrible calls. I'm not. Look, I don't think he's saying anything wrong. I know he's not supposed to do that, but it's his opinion, and it's shared by a lot of people.
You think he'll get in trouble? That's not NFL property.
He didn't say it after a game.
Yes, that's not NFL property, man. That's like, that's him coming on a radio show. I don't know if he'll get in trouble with that. That's not, maybe Joe, maybe you know the specifics of that.
What he's going to get in trouble for is he made a joke that his next touchdown celebration, he's going to do like a greedy Jew celebration.
Oh.
Did he really?
Yes. And everyone's like, bro, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah. And it was like saying something about the refs, all right, fine. And they did this thing. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. And it was like, ugh. So that, there's a fine. And you know that. His agent is watching this like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And the team and just everyone. Like, it's just a weird distraction. I don't know why he did this.
And what city does he play in?
Los Angeles. Like, of all the places. And
it's like the only place worse would be New York City. Like,
Yeah. And it's just like there's like a screenshot of him just like rubbing his hands together.
Yeah.
And it's just.
Oh, boy. Well, I still have no problem with what he said about the refs. So.
I don't even want to comment on the second part.
It's just the streamers that he was on too are two really popular streamers who have like definitely stretched the bounds of political correctness kind of thing, and they're real young. And he definitely comes off as like a 23-year-old kid, like
Lacour.
Yeah,
definitely.
He's got caught up in being a kid. Like, you can tell the frontal cortex is not totally developed there.
He's that generation who forgets that, you know, yes, it's on social media, yes, it's live stream, but it's real. You know, they don't understand this is real. This is not take two. This is here forever. Ah. See, I was cool until I heard that part.
Yeah. And it wasn't even just Joe saying that. He's only 24 years old.
Yeah.
He's younger than my son. Like, he's a kid. They say your brain's not fully developed till 25. There you go. See?
Let me ask you this. Would Jack say that?
No, exactly. Definitely not. Definitely not.
Stephanie wouldn't say that.
No.
You know, I mean, that's it's taught behavior also.
Yes.
Know what to say in public and what not to say in public. I can't control what you say behind closed
doors. Not all of these guys are media trained in the same way as some of the other ones too.
Yeah, like, well, also not all of them were brought up properly.
I think that's the issue.
Media trained is one thing, but being brought up the right way is a completely different thing, and that's just one thing you just don't say out in public, man. You don't say that. No. Mm-mm. See, you, man, Buzz killed Joe. I thought it was funny. No, I don't.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry.
Now you know what's going to happen? The NFL will say, no, we couldn't have gotten him in trouble for what he said about the refs. But now we got him.
Yeah.
Now we got him.
However.
I feel like this is like a $250,000 fine incoming.
Oh, yeah.
But again, this is.
And you can't appeal that, Ed. You can't appeal that fine. You're doubling down. Yeah, I said it. I meant it. Now I'm appealing it.
Right.
You got to just take it.
Yeah, I think, in fact, if you said it, you said it. Yeah. That's that.
Yeah, there's no appeal.
But that's definitely stuff, you know, it's how you brought up. It just is. It's that's a media training. Jack got a text once I saw that was inappropriate. It was when Obama was mocking Obama, you know, you make him a monkey or whatever. I said, you can't have that on your phone. I said, never. Don't accept things like, don't ever have, let me see that. And he was a kid.
Yeah.
Kid. And I didn't do it. I said, I know you didn't do it, but.
Don't be a part of it.
Yeah.
Because you being a part of it is accepting it.
Right. I said, you know, his friend sent it. I said, no. And that's how he grew up. And that's why I think, you know, he gets along well in the world. Because, you know, you got to be told as a child.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. 410-583-1057 is the number. You said something to me years ago, when someone called in and he said, you know, you're a Baltimore City guy. How you send your kids to private school? And I was explaining to him. You stopped and said, man, forget that. You only get one chance at parenting your kid. Why are you explaining what you think is best?
Yeah.
You get one shot at that.
You do. You get one shot. And the twig is inclined. The tree is bent. And that's the way it goes.
Oh, this has gotten even better.
Oh, there's more?
Not specifically about Puka, but it has just come out that his brother was arrested with another person for playing a prank on a Lakers rookie because they stole his car.
Oh, that's a prank.
Puka Nacua's brother arrested after taking Lakers rookie's SUV.
Does he know the guy?
I think they're friends, yeah.
Hmm. Wait a minute. Says
two men, including the brother of Los Angeles Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua, were arrested over the weekend after allegedly taking LA Lakers forward Adu Tierro's SUV without his consent, according to Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're bros.
Yeah.
They're bros. That's what they are. Hey, bro, They're bros, Ed.
I mean, it's like, I mean, that's equivalent. Like, if say Robert Jeremy took my car.
I guess if you didn't know about it and you called the cops and then the cops found it.
And that's reported stolen. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if my friends just moved my car or took the car and I'm like, I'm not going to prosecute. It's like,
that gives me an idea. Don't leave your keys, man. 410-583-1057 is the number.
We've got proof of you saying it on air. So.
Sam Rockers from Sumer Sports joins us at 9:30. But on the other side, St. Francis Academy went from the MIAA not wanting to play them to winning a national championship in football. Coach Massad joins us up next on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.